When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello, Kool-Aids. Welcome to Barca Talk. I'm your host, Gabriel Quiroga, here in the Spanish capital. In today's episode, we review the Femini advancing to the Copa de la Reina final, Champions League draw, and we preview Sunday night's matchup against Atletico de Madrid. Before we get into the episode, I wanted to talk about Magic Mind, the world's first productivity drink. If you're looking for a great way to keep your energy steady throughout the day, Magic Mind is a great way to help achieve that. With Magic Mind, you can ditch that third, fourth, or fifth coffee and stay alert and focused throughout the day. Now, my co-host Remy Dixon has been taking it. He's been raving about the benefits and how he's been taking it to help him be more productive and focused throughout the day. Again, Magic Mind is full of natural ingredients such as Bacopa Moneri, which is a neurotropic that helps improve your attention span, your ability to process and learn new information, and your memory. The Magic Mind team has created a super offer for me to share with you Kool-Aids. Go to magicmind.com/BarcaT and get up to 56% off your subscription for the next 10 days with code BarcaT20. Again, visit the website magicmind.com/BarcaT and get up to 56% off your subscription for the next 10 days with the code BarcaT20. Again, the link is in the show notes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, so a lot's happened in the last couple days. We heard Remy was very excited after the Champions League performance on Tuesday night. I mean, finally, we were able to see some nice football, you know, from Barca. And I think it was the first match in maybe 20 matches like that we felt that way. But before we get into today's topics, this has been something that I've been sharing with the Patreon group, and I thought I would share with you guys as well, that I've been trying to get back into playing football. And so this week was my second time playing. And again, I haven't played in about maybe like more than 9 months or so, something like this, maybe even more. I can't remember. And as I was noting last week was the first time I was playing. And basically what we have here in Spain, which is really great, we have an app that you basically can pick 7-on-7 matches around Madrid, and it's fantastic. You play for an hour, you have to play goalie for 10 minutes, and you pay like €3 for to play, and you basically just have to show up. So it's not like you have to show up on a team. And so I've been playing on Wednesdays and just trying to get back into it. And I've been running beforehand to get prepared. But of course, as you know, Running and football don't really equate all the time. The first match back, I was huffing and puffing. I played terribly. I was playing defense. And I remember within the first 2 minutes, you know, in the 7-7 side, everyone wants to play attacking. And I got schooled on defense a couple times. You know, my mind didn't react well with my legs. You know how it is. When you get older now, it just sucks. It just sucks. You remember yourself as being more nimble, just being more fleet of foot, and it's the opposite now. This week, better performance. My team tied. I played much better. I was able to run and be stronger in the last 20 minutes, which I always look at. I was able to defend better, and I can just feel my legs being, you know, more solid under me. So I'm really excited to kind of see how I progress through the weeks. And it's pretty remarkable that how adaptive our bodies are still, you know, even, you know, as old as I am at 45. And again, just been really enjoying playing again. It's been nice weather as well, starting to get spring. So I'm looking forward to see my progress. And, you know, I'm still playing defense and I'm not a defender at all, but hopefully I will be moving up the lines shortly. Talking about great football, let's talk about the Femini. The Femini beat Athletic Bilbao last night 2-1 in the second leg of the Copa de la Reina, and they are headed to the final. And they won 5-1 on aggregate, and they just keep ticking those check boxes along the season. Again, last night was a bit of a, I would say it's one of the least eventful matches I've seen of the Femini of the season. I think, you know, they already had a 3-0 lead in the bag. You know, I think this kind of match was, you know, was seen, you know, in that they just didn't want to get injured, and they were definitely missing Graham Hansen. And Graham Hansen is one of the catalysts on the right wing. When she's there, the attack is a different story. They just look sluggish, and that's perfectly natural. I mean, you can't be on all the time. Again, they did get the victory. They cruised through it, and they're headed to the final. And right now, they're just, like I said, they're just ticking through the boxes, unbeaten, and just going through the Copa del Reina final. They'll be facing Real Sociedad. And, you know, in basic RFEF fashion, nor location or time has been set. But, you know, it's just crazy. It's supposed to be May 18th, but, again, they don't have a stadium set. And to me, it's just, again, just have it set. Set a precedence for this. Get people excited. You know, let's go to, you know, as we talk about with the Copa del Rey, they need to rotate the stadium so everyone has a chance to host and showcase Spain. But again, no our location. Most likely it's going to be in Sevilla. Whatever. I mean, we'll see what happens. We'll pass that information when it becomes available. All right, the big news of the day was obviously the quarterfinal Champions League draw today. And, you know, as I was mentioning to our Patreon group on Tuesday and Wednesday, one of the reasons that I moved to Spain was I love Champions League football so much, and watching it here at nighttime just has a different feeling. As I always say, one of the things I always remember living in the States and California and Arizona was the time difference where I had to escape from work. I remember specifically, I went to Mountain Mike's lunch to go watch Champions League because they were the only place nearby my work that had ESPN at the time that was showing Champions League, and I was the only one watching these matches. And I mean, at the time it was awesome. But I always remember that here it's at night and it just always feels big. And especially when you move down the months of spring, you know, so from March now April with the quarterfinal draw. And the matches on Tuesday and Wednesday were great. And I enjoyed all of them. I watched Atleti go through penalties. Obviously, we watched Barcelona on Tuesday night. But again, the nighttime atmosphere, you know, it's the same thing as with like American football with Monday night football. It just has a different feeling, or Sunday night football now, a different feeling that just the matches always just feel more important, especially midweek that everyone is watching these matches. And again, the draw that we just got, I think you couldn't have planned it better if you're a Barca fan. And Barca is playing PSG. They're going to be playing the first leg at Paris, which, you know, I'm always a proponent playing away the first leg because that gives you the second leg at home. You know, it gives you, I would say, a definite advantage to do that. Now, let's go through the rest of the draw. Atleti is against Dortmund, and they're on our side of the draw. So if we advance, we're going to play the winner of Atleti or Dortmund. And then on the other side is, you know, I would definitely say from a footballing perspective is an amazing matchup, right? This is what we love about Champions League. We have Madrid playing Man City. That's going to be epic. Of course, we're going to be pulling for Man City. And Arsenal and Bayern Munich. And again, that's going to be a great matchup as well. Again, just looking on paper right now, I think Atleti have a little bit more firepower than Dortmund, so I would probably pick Atleti advancing. Madrid and Man City, I just think Man City are too much of a machine right now. I think they just know how to win. And I think Madrid is still kind of going through that right now with this iteration of the team. Again, if you're a Madrid fan, of course, you're going to face the best teams. This is what it is now in the quarterfinal going forward. I just think Man City are just such a cog right now that they can basically kind of summon up the experience and the talent when they need to. Arsenal versus Bayern. You know, if this was Bayern with Lewandowski still on the team and maybe Bayern having a better form, I would feel more confident picking Bayern. But on paper, I would probably take Arsenal. Again, this is what's so fun about these matchups, right? Because these teams could be in different form in their leagues, but they come together in the Champions and they can just pull it out. It's a separate tournament. It's a separate entity. And it really comes down to scouting and how deep your bench is, you know, with injuries and so forth. And again, we got to focus with Barca. Now, I just got a message from Brant, a friend of mine, also a Patreon member. He was asking me, he said, I've been seeing, you know, since the draw that everyone is super excited and already punching their tickets to the final. And I'm like, oh, everyone calm down. Yeah. Like, we had a good result on Tuesday night for sure. But that's an outlier. You know, I would definitely say that's an outlier. Now, can we continue to pull that? That is the question, right? That is the question. Now, with PSG is not as deep or as talented as they were like maybe a couple of years ago when you saw them on paper. But let's go down the line, right? Like with the manager, who would you rather have, Luis Enrique or Xavi? Luis Enrique, with his vast experience as a manager, national team, and at Barca winning a Champions League, you got to give the nod to Luis Enrique. Who has the best player from both teams? That's PSG, Mbappe, head and shoulders right now. Now, the rest of the way, you can definitely push, right? Like defense, push, maybe goalkeeper, them. Midfield, probably them a little bit, but it's not by much, right? We're just talking margins. But again, I don't know how to feel about this going away. I mean, of course, I'm positive about that we have a chance, but it all has to line up, right? And, you know, the idea that Xavi has unlocked something from Tuesday night or figured something out, it's going to take more than one night. However, we know that in the Champions League, it's a completely different animal. And I believe that the team is hyper motivated to advance and to put all their eggs in the basket for this tournament, right? We will see how Xavi rolls out against PSG. Again, the match is until April 9th. Who knows what our situation is going to be with injuries? We know we don't have the best luck right now. There's going to be an international break coming up as well. That's something to think about. And we know how we often play after international break. So again, these are all these things that come into play. Now, again, I don't want to just say Mr. Negative here that Barca are not going to advance. No. We definitely have a puncher's chance. But it really all comes down to matchup, lineups, and just those little things that come into the match. You know, last night I was watching Bayer Leverkusen advanced in the Europa League. And, you know, they've been playing so well in the league. And last night, I think they had like 40 shots on goal, something ridiculous. But they could not find the last play. You know, the play where they needed to make a pass, they would shoot, and vice versa. And that was happening. I mean, they got the victory ultimately and they advanced. But we know that in Champions, it doesn't always go your way. And maybe this time it goes our way since we're doing so bad in the league. You never know. But again, it really, you know, there's so many things going into this. You know, how, like I just said, how deep we are coming from international break and so forth. Again, I love the Champions League so much. As we used to talk about with Mariana that, you know, I wanted to have this as my wedding song if I ever get married, as a joke, half joking. But, you know, it's really exciting. A lot of press today already talking about the matchups. You know, obviously me living in Madrid, everyone just talking about the Man City Real Madrid matchup, which is, you know, if you're an outsider with no skin in the game, I mean, that's the type of matchup you dream of, right? And again, nothing says bigger than these teams, you know, all the teams I've mentioned in the draw. So we'll see. Again, the matches are going to be played April 9th and 10th, again, corresponding to what those weekend matchups lead up to it. So really exciting. Barca definitely has a chance, but we will see. You know, we've already seen other times when we've gone to Paris where we didn't have a right, you know, the good start. I can only think of a couple times when we did play well against Paris. The one match that stands out to me is when Suarez had two goals, just golazos. I mean, golazos against Paris, and those were the days. So we'll see. We will see what happens. Now, I want to talk about Sunday night's matchup. I watched the Atleti match on Wednesday night, and they went into penalties, and they advanced against Inter. And Atleti were emotionally drained from that performance. Obviously, surviving and going into extra time and then eventually penalties, you know, that's definitely draining, especially midweek. Now, the match on Sunday is Sunday night. Barcelona is going to head to the Wanda this weekend at 9 o'clock, and we will see how emotionally charged or drained Atleti is. Now, Griezmann is coming back from injury, and again, you know, or maybe you don't know, my love for Griezmann. This guy, especially when I was watching on Wednesday night, he comes back from injury, and the way he is able to dime and assist people, and I think I have more now of an appreciation of how world-class these players are, especially now that I'm starting to play against just wreck people, essentially, how good Griezmann is. I mean, I already knew he was good, but again, I think it's just maybe a change of perspective now that I'm starting to play again of how great Griezmann is and the way he's able to always find the right pass. He's always going to be a dangerous player for us to mark. But the other thing, too, is I still can't believe that Morata is getting the start over Depay. I think Depay fits Madrid's style more. Now, obviously, he's a nice luxury to have to come off the bench as he did on Wednesday night. But, man, Morata, especially like when I think of the Euros this summer, Morata does not excite me as a number nine at all. And he has moments, but man, he needs a lot of chances. And I always just feel, maybe this is just my perception of just him being soft and not scoring enough goals for his worth or talent. Now, I would rather have Depay in there because I just think his pace fits Madrid better. And as we saw on Wednesday night, he comes in and he was a man possessed. He came through, he was physical. He was very direct, and you know that definitely concerns me because maybe Depay gets the start on Sunday night, being rewarded for scoring that equalizer that he did. And if he starts, that's definitely going to give us a run for our money on our defense, especially being how direct they are. Now, again, we have been giving tremendous credit to Pau Cubarsí, who has come out of nowhere essentially. Now, obviously, if you're following La Masia and so forth, it's not a surprise. But, you know, for us that are not following La Masia on a day-to-day basis, the 17-year-old has emerged as, you know, a diamond in the rough for us right now. And he was the man of the match for us on Tuesday. But he's going to have a huge test on Sunday, especially away at the Wanda. Now, he's been playing lights out, Pau Cubarsí. He, like I said, he was the man of the match on Wednesday night. And as Remy highlighted on Wednesday, when we were talking on WhatsApp about some of the topics we wanted to talk about, I mean, this kid is something else. Now, if you watch the highlight reel, he doesn't act as a 17-year-old of the savviness that he has. And I wanted to talk about this and highlight this really quick because, you know, we saw Piqué come out with some comments recently about how Barcelona should be more transparent and find support and lean on La Masia. And again, I can't get over the conversion rate of La Masia again and again. And now we have two youngsters that are basically performing at a high level Lamine Yamal and Pau Cuarci, and they're not even 18. They can't even drink here in Spain, you know? And they are vitally important already. And again, it just goes to credit on how impressive the La Masia factory is, not only at scouting, but development, and also just to have them ready to be plug-and-play players. It's so impressive in modern professional sports. I mean, you know, for example, you know I'm a huge sports fan, and I love data and analytics and all these things. And, you know, when you talk about the NFL draft, that is a, what, 5 to 10% success rate? And they have so much film on these people, right? And we're talking about people who are older, between, what, 19 and 22 years old? And what's one of the hardest things in scouting in football is like scouting 10-year-olds. Like, you're hoping they're going to project out. You're hoping that they're going to grow, you know, but you never know. It's such a crapshoot. And the way that La Masia continues to produce at such a high level is incredible. And one of the things that we always talk about is we need to lean on the La Masia right now during this financial crisis, and they should. Again, we always point out, if Laporta came out at, you know, a couple weeks and said, look, you know, we're in such a financial crisis, we can only keep three high-star players, but the rest we have to lean on La Masia for the next 2 to 3 seasons, you're telling me that Culés wouldn't love that and also be so supportive of that? Of course we would. We would know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, because we already know that these players are dependable. And also they're going to get playing time, and also they're going to help save the club financially. So again, I wish Laporta was less political in this sense, to be more transparent about our financial situation and to lean more heavily on La Masia to carry us through and to be more financially sound. You know, we are so lucky to have these type of talents coming through on a yearly basis. Again, I just really quick, do this mental exercise. Think about star players right now in world football. And I would say 95% of them are playing for teams where they weren't scouted for. You know, if you think of, like, let's just take Madrid right now, like Vinicius. No, you know, he didn't go through their academy. Haaland, he didn't go through their academy. Mbappe, he didn't go through Paris's academy. You just go down the list of, like, top players around the world. And again, you know, the fact that we're able to produce at such a high rate is incredible to me. And again, Pau Cuarci's performance on Tuesday night was, I mean, not only is he marking a top forward, the forward for Napoli, Osimhen, but he won every duel. Maybe you could say there was a slight penalty call there that could have gone either way, but it wasn't called a penalty. But also the other thing that he brings is the long balls. We saw that on the Firmin action, where Firmin had a one-on-one and, you know, he missed the shot. Obviously it was a tough shot, but the pass from Cuarci was ridiculous. And again, he's 17 years old. And again, you know, what I always love about these players is not only are they talented, they play the quote-unquote Barca style that we love, but they're just like good guys. And I love that. I, you know, nothing, especially in my previous life playing football around California and stuff, a lot of the football players were just so stuck up and arrogant and not cool, you know? And so when I see the interaction, I mean, go look at the video again of when I just got a message from WhatsApp titled Beers on Gabriel. This is one of the things. I know that one of our patrons is coming to visit Madrid, and so I'll put that out there. If you are a patron member and you come visit us in Madrid, Craig and I, we will definitely take you out the beer. So that's definitely happening. But anyway, I digress. Just going back to this video of Pau Cuarci receiving the Man of the Match award in his first Champions League match, by the way. And all the players, especially the La Masia players, jumping on him with support, especially Fermin, Balde. I mean, the way they play for each other is just awesome. And that's the other thing. Let's talk about Fermin. Let's talk about Balde. Look, how many teams can claim just those four players that are contributing at such a high level? You know, again, I'm always amazed at this. And again, Cuarci, again, I don't want to get so excited as we do with these La Masia players, but as we've seen with Lamine Yamal right now, and the goal especially that he scored over the weekend against Mallorca, and just the Cuarci performances that we've been seeing line up, it is really hard not to just put so much pressure on these kids and predict the future, right? As we saw Aguirre, the manager of Mallorca, saying that he has Messi-like qualities of the way he dives in from the right as a winger back in the day, and of course he does. But again, these it's just incredible. I gush because I just love the way we produce these players. The La Masia factory is incredible. I cannot stress that enough. It is incredible. And on top of that, Barca needs to do a better job of honing on these players, and especially in this moment, save on salary. Save on salary. I think that does it for me for this quick episode. Really excited to see what happens on Sunday night, to see if Tuesday night was a fluke or not. Because again, one of the main differences on Tuesday was that Lamine Yamal was able to take those counterattacks and not have to wait for everyone. Again, if you've played almost any sport and you have the defense running backwards on you, you have the advantage. I just hope that Barcelona have maybe unlocked something and seen this now and are going to take advantage of these counters when they are available. When they are available. Again, the match is Sunday night here at the Wanda, 9 o'clock Sunday night. It's an important match, especially if we want to still continue to put pressure to try to get La Liga on Madrid, because you never know. You never know. We need to get those 3 points, so we'll see. Again, everyone have a good weekend, and Forza Barça.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.